Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy?
What the fuck happened?
I've got a belly full of white dog crap. And now you lay this shit on me?
Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. Two boys, one mic, living the stupid life on some other shit like Step Brothers. The poop is white. We do it right. Wait, we do it wrong. Whatever, just sing along to our stupid song. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. M.
Hello, you stupid idiots.
All right, we're going.
All right.
I have
no idea what episode number this is. I think it's in the 40s, maybe 50s. We're just going to get some.
Yeah.
It's a quick, this is definitely episode 3 of Dynamic Deck Board. So.
Oh, okay. So dynamic today.
Very dynamic.
How's it going, everybody?
Hello, all you stupid idiots.
You stupid fucks.
It's us, Bruno and Guidi, your leaders.
Your leaders in the podcast world.
You stupid idiots.
So stupid.
So stupid.
So stupid.
Melania. Melania with Baron.
We've been working on our Trumps.
Yep.
Just stealing them from other people. We're stealing Trumps.
We are stealing Trump imitations.
We're probably about 300 feet from the puddle.
Oh, let's.
The shit puddle.
Should we just dive into it?
Yeah.
Let's just dive into this whole puddle
right
situation.
Into that puddle situation. So Bruno had a situation. The wife woke him up. I'm telling third person Bruno stories now, apparently.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fantastic. It's the best story that Bruno's ever told.
Yeah.
It's a terrific story.
You're going to love it. Okay.
It's the best story in the history of stories. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Okay.
It's terrific.
So wife wakes me up about 10:30, 11. A couple weeks ago, on a Monday night.
It was a Moonday.
Moonday. She's like, there's an issue downstairs in the basement. So I go in the basement. The utility sink filled to the top with questionable water. I'm not going to say it was brown water.
What color? Yeah.
It was. They call that, they call it gray water.
Okay. It was
gray in color.
It was like a sink full of Newcastle.
It was a sink full of gray water.
Okay.
Okay. And that's gray water. See, you drink brown water, like a Newcastle or a bourbon. There's no gray drink.
Oh.
So the gray water was up to the very rim. I'm like, all right, let me deal with this gray water. She was doing some laundry. I go down, get the shop back, pop it in there, suck it out, dump it in the driveway a few times. I'm like, all right, what is this all about? I'm like, we got some kind of a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Got the town sewer pipe, goes out. Tree roots grow in, infiltrate the sewer pipe, block. We get a blockage, Matt.
You get a blockage.
It's a terrific blockage.
Yeah.
The blockage is between North and South Korea and the end of my driveway and Route 62. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So stupid. So dumb. So I call the ASAP drain guy. He comes out. Got to infiltrate through the garage floor. About 3 feet in from the opening of the garage door. Long and the short of it, kid opens it up. It's just a volcanic eruption of shit in my garage.
In your garage.
In my garage. Okay.
Trump and Kim Jong-il.
Yep. Shit everywhere.
North Korean.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
It's the best shit in the history of shit. Paper, shit, urine, everything. In my driveway.
Dictator okay. Shit.
So I have to spray it. Long and the short, we spray it out. Me and Guidi. Guidi came over. He helped with it. Guidi's out there using his hands. I'm like, you want to use a brush? So we get it all down the end of the driveway. And
for the record, I didn't help Bruno. Not my shit.
Well, there was some Aguidi shit there. I could see some red spots. Okay. Some red hair.
Probably some puke from when I threw up on the cast.
Yep. I'm like, that's from episode 23. I remember. See you.
That didn't go like all the way through. It just like, even despite the root. It might have been the cause. It
might have been the cause. Yep. Just
like, all right, it's time.
It's firmed up.
It's time.
Melded with the pipe.
That was actually the root, my puke.
Yeah. Like, it nourished the tree so much. The tree actually grew through
it
feet.
It expanded.
Feet.
Yeah. Okay.
So, sprayed it out. Meanwhile, I'm spraying. I live right on the main drag. I'm spraying the shit out in the driveway. I got a buddy drives by. I'm spraying shit out. He's like, hey, rolls his window down. He's like, hey, Bruno, what's going on? I'm like, you don't want to drive through this puddle. It's raw sewage. It's all me, dog. Do not drive. He's midway through drive through. He's like, ah. I'm like, he turned out of me. I got my shit all over the side. So my DNA spread all over Danvers. It was tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of my neighbor's driveway, there's a big puddle of shit that still is not dried up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So that's the puddle story. There's a puddle.
Yeah. And not the coolest neighbor, so kind of deserves it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So I got a podcast list.
Well, it's so great because it, you know, as you know or may not know.
Okay.
Bruno lives right off a road that's, you know, gets very thick during rush hour. You know, I mean, I can't imagine how many cars got a little bit of your poop on them.
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. Definitely hundreds.
Thousands?
I bet I G'd it.
1,000? 1 G?
Low G's.
Okay.
Definitely low G's. Low G's and low T's.
I was dying laughing when I heard that story.
When you see your own poop rolling down a driveway.
Kind of proud.
You're proud, but you're also disappointed because it's worn down a little bit. So it's like, I need more fiber in my diet.
It's a paradox of emotions.
Immediately got some psyllium husk. Bulk up my turds a little bit.
Just get grape nuts. Bananas.
Husk, kale. Bananas.
Just, you get that raw, uncut fiber from Colombia.
Just carrots. Carrots.
Carrots.
It's a carrot. Just chariots full of carrots.
Horse and carrots.
Oh. Carrots. So dumb.
Horse husk and carrots.
I'm drinking one of Wes's cigars.
Uh-oh.
You drink cigars or do you smoke them?
Okay. Drink cigars and smoke beer.
Smoke beer. Okay. Eat beer. All right. Let's take a look here.
Smoke alcohol.
The first thing to pop up on the podcast list is Alzheimer memoirs.
Oh, I think I came up with that.
I particularly don't remember. I think it was a book.
Of course we don't remember it.
I think it was just a book called The Alzheimer Memoirs.
There's nothing in it.
All just blank pages.
This is like 1,000 pages full of nothing.
Blank pages. Blank
a question
pages.
Mark on every page.
I like it. Okay. Next. Oh, God. I thought of this. I haven't presented this one to you. I thought of doing this to somebody like just in a Dunkin' Donuts line, or you stand in line at the supermarket, or you just see somebody at a fucking train station or in a mall or something. You just walk up to them. The person's got to be by themselves. Just kind of standing there by themselves. Maybe they're in a little bit of a state of thought. Maybe not. But you just walk up to them and you just say,
you stupid idiot.
Don't do that thing that you're thinking of doing. It won't work out. And then you walk away. What do you think of that?
Okay.
You like
it? Yeah.
I think it's a good...
It's totally going to catch them off guard.
Hey, don't do that thing you're thinking about doing. It's not going to work out. They just walk away.
Maybe it's like, that could go either way, though.
Yeah.
It could be like, maybe they're thinking about doing something really bad, which is good that you say that. Or maybe they're thinking about doing like, you know what? I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to better my life.
If you're standing in the mall thinking about that, guess what? It's not going to work out.
Especially the Square One Mall.
Especially any mall. You're in a mall.
I think any mall except the North Shore Mall.
What do you do? Oh, yeah, because that's where you go.
That's a good mall. It's not depressing like most malls.
I hate malls.
I'm not a big fan of malls, but I got to say, I've been to a few of them.
You're a mall boy.
Sometimes I'll just walk around them to kill time during the day between my meetings.
Yep. Yep.
And I've seen a few of them. North Shore Mall, it's okay.
So if somebody just walked up to you and said that, what would you say? What would your reaction be? You're going to be taken off guard, first of all.
Okay. Well, how close are they getting to me?
I'm getting pretty close, and I'm not looking at you either. I'm just getting close, probably about 6 inches shoulder to shoulder, and I just said, hey, you know that thing? Don't do that thing you're thinking about doing. It's not going to work out. I just
walked around with an elbow.
Okay. All right. Just it's an option.
Something. You're going to invade my personal space and get right into my ear space.
4 to 6. I'm 6 inches.
Well, if you're whispering.
No. I'm saying it loud.
I'm just saying deep into my personal space.
I'm saying it loud. But I'm not looking at you.
I mean, a foot and a half is foot, arm's length.
We're in a train station. We're waiting for a train. What are you doing on a train station?
I'm going to say something bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or if you're too close, I might just inadvertently.
I think a prick slap might be in line there.
Yeah.
Let's get a little right to the tip.
Something. If you're that close to me, You're going to get hit a little
bit. Might have to be, though.
You're going to get hit.
You're waiting in line for a plane. You know, the planes come, wait in line for them.
Yeah, but no one's... Yeah, I mean, I've been in lines before.
You've been
various, I'm in a Dunkin' Donuts line every day.
Okay.
But no one's getting up to my... And you, saying that.
In your beehole.
No one's getting my...
Okay.
My behind or beehole.
Oh. What is that?
Oh.
What is that? We got activity in the shrub.
Again, we are outside.
It's dynamic. We just
are in the deck. We're hearing some activity in Bruno's bush.
Ah, see, that's pretty good because there's been some flies in that bush, I think because of the shit. So the birds are eating the flies. Hey, get some birds. Enjoy
get
those
some
flies.
Birds.
So technically those birds, they're going to digest those shit flies, which is, those birds are now part of me. Welcome to a shitty life of gray goatees and alcoholism, you stupid idiots. You want to talk about Little Dundee?
See,
that's a yes. I'm going to let you start the Dundee
story. Okay, so I think if you've been an avid listener of the Stupid Cast, you should know who Dapper Dan the Sexual Man is. Dapper Dan let us know recently.
He just perked up in his seat.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it.
So perky.
He loves it.
He's oh,
like,
yeah.
He's looking at 223. He's like, I do love it when they talk about me. I love it.
Oh, his boy's like, oh, what is it?
223.
His boy's like, what is it?
Little
guys,
Dundee.
Put your tools down. Don't worry about the electricity right now.
Prepared to get some.
It'll be fine.
Stand by to get some.
So when Dan was a young boy, apparently and evidently put together, he had a tiny crocodile. A crocodile? Yeah, crocodile. Or no, alligator. Gator.
Yeah, I think it was...
Yeah, gator. Crocodiles aren't around here. They aren't indigenous to... We just got the gators.
Come on.
In the U.S.
Spit it out, man.
So Dan had a baby gator.
Yeah.
And we're talking like very tiny. Probably what? Like not even a foot long?
He had a tiny croc.
Tiny croc.
Tiny
and crop. So, he named it Little Dundee. It's
a fucking great name.
It's a fucking,
it's a fucking
name.
Great name.
Very fucking great name. I'm not exactly sure how he got it, but I know his mom did not appreciate having it.
His brother ratted him out. He told his mom
that
it was a fucking salamander or some shit.
So,
and the boy just kept growing.
He kept growing until.
Until he
Dan's
got,
mom.
Until he got the size of a bathtub.
Gave him a little bleach diet.
Bleach that.
Dan's mom bleached that Little Dundee to
death.
Bleached
that Dundee. Dan was still, he still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell. I'm like, dude, I would be pissed. He's like, I was pissed.
Oh, he was very pissed.
But I think the D-man, Derek's older brother is named, no, Dan's older brother is named Derek, like stepbrothers.
Win-win.
Yeah, so D-man. So D-man ratted him out to mom.
Yeah.
And there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
It's that constant thing with D-man.
Oh,
he's going to
well,
go. He's gonna
well,
go
that's to, something new. I mean, if you want to kind of segue into that.
We should go too deep into Dan's life, though.
Not too deep, but it's just funny that he has an older brother named Derek, and their relationship is somewhat similar
to
Derek and Brendan Huff from Step Brothers.
Dan definitely needs like an actual stepbrother to come in. It's like the same as him. That would be awesome. Like two Dans?
Get like a Dale Doback to come in.
Dan, and what would Dan's stepbrother's name be?
Oh, it'd be fucking Banning. Banning would be Dale Doback.
It would be Dan and Ban.
Oh.
It's perfect.
There you go.
They're doing karate in the garage, chopping watermelons.
Chopping watermelons.
Fucking love it. Love it.
One's name's Dragon.
How about when we went to, I thought of this. I don't know if I told you this one. Me, you, and Dapper Dan were out at that Osborne's, and that older broad.
Oh yeah,
she was a hot mess.
Yeah,
and she was just like, I can't believe I just get to sit here and look at you three. You guys are like eye candy. She was probably 60 and just not in really great.
60 maybe, yeah.
Still, you know,
maybe 50s, but looks older.
Was, yeah, she's not going to make it another 10 years. Let's put it like that.
Oh, she wanted us to dominate her.
She did, but she called us eye candy. Mm. And I woke up the next day. I'm like, we are totally. What was it? We are totally eye candy for people with diabetes. Is that right? I think so.
I think that's a nice one.
Eye I'll candy be, for people with diabetes.
I'll be your baby Ruth.
I'll be a Twizzler. You'd be a Twix. That's red.
I'd be the man with two dicks. Call me Twix.
Left and right hand, man.
I remember that. That was Osborne's is interesting bar.
Ooh. I got a good one about
R.I.P. Little Dundee.
Yeah, shout out to shout down.
Shout down to Little Dundee.
We didn't talk about the body this. How do you get rid of the body? You got to flush him, I guess. But he was the size.
How do you flush a fucking baby?
Full size. I think he was the size of a. He was Dan had him in the bathtub.
Yeah, you don't flush something like that, do you? I don't know.
Oh yeah, people used to flush them in Florida, and they'd end up in the sewer systems, and that's how they would like end up in like. I think they were Crocs in Florida. Because people would get them and then fucking. Probably. You can't have a fucking crow.
Flush
it. It's like, oh, well, fucking, sure. I live in shit. Remember they were in the fucking. You ever seen those movies, man? The guy would be, oh, I gotta go to my shitty job and go and clean out the fucking sewer.
The poop crocs.
Yeah, and he goes down there and the fucking gets murked by a croc.
Jesus.
The shit crocs. I wonder if there's shit crocs in my shit puddle.
Or if they're like, your little shit puddle ecosystem created. A croc.
There's definitely things floating in there with eyes. Because I've eaten things with eyes. I've eaten eyes. We won't get into that, though.
It's like your own little weird science.
It's my own ecosystem. I got my own little shitco system.
What
I guess.
What was the hot girl's name from Weird Science? Elizabeth,
I'll never remember that.
Maybe Elizabeth was her last name.
Elizabeth Channing Tatum. Didn't Steven Seagal beat her up? Steven Seagal married her and beat her up.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He was married to her. Okay. Beat her up. We'll never remember her name.
Not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Deranged fucking writer.
So I was in Stop and Shop a couple weeks ago, right? And sometimes, you know, you go food shopping, right? You just food shopping sometimes?
You're my Stop and Shop?
No. I went to Beverly. I always let you guys know when I go to your Stop and Shop.
Okay, yeah.
I throw up a flag. I'm like, come get some.
I just got to let my people know.
Nobody comes.
I just got to let my people know so you don't get hurt.
I go in and out, no problem.
Okay.
No good. Problem. All you, right. Boom Sauce, nobody. Nobody fucks with me. Nobody fucks. Granted, it's North Andover, so
yeah.
I think I'd be all right anyways.
Yeah.
I'd probably be okay.
Most likely.
So
I haven't done shopping in a while, actually.
But you know how horrible it is? You know how horrible going. I hate it.
Well, that's why I go to Stop and Shop, because there's no one there ever.
So every now and then I go to the one in Beverly, and it can be a mixed bag. You get a little bit of a market basket crowd.
It's a toss bag.
It's a bag of toss. So this dude is in there with his sister wife, right? And he looked like he was.
I just love hearing that sister wife.
It was definitely his sister wife, and the sister wife had a heavy Russian accent. Like I don't even know if she understood English, and. I think they were looking at beans.
Speaking of sister wives, I gotta.
You got a sister wife story?
I can talk about the circus at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington.
Plenty of inbreeding at the circus.
Plenty of sister wives there.
So the guy is talking, and the guy talks like this. He's talking to my sister wife. The sister wife's like, you know, fucking whatever that language that is.
Sister wife language, gypsy language.
Yep. Definitely, and he's got really, he's probably only 40, but he looks 60. He's got that really straight, stringy, undernourished hair. You know what I'm talking about? And just a face like a shit frog, you know, like he just hopped out of my puddle. You know, pale as a ghost.
Just slick, greasy skin.
And just neck craned forward and just mouth open, cheeks back. And he's looking at the beans. And he's talking to the sister wife. And he's just like, you know, we could get some beans and we could make some hummus. Have you ever had hummus? What you do is you get some lemon and you get some garlic and you get maybe some salt and some pepper and you mash it all. The sister wife, meanwhile, doesn't understand anything he's saying.
I hate that.
And he's not even looking at her. He's just looking at the beans. He's just like, you mash them all together and then you put it in the fridge for a while.
That's a mash his face.
You make a nice little hummus. Then he pauses. So I'm gonna do it with the pause.
Heavy breathing.
You make a nice little hummus. I don't like hummus. I don't like the texture.
Oh.
And he walks away from the beans. That was it.
God.
Oh my God. I got
horrible.
Fucking, angry, man.
Yeah.
I got angry. I'm like,
if I gotta hear a voice like that, then
I'm like, you're blocking the fucking beans. I'm like, I'm never. That's it. Beans are out. No more legumes. Go fuck yourself with the legumes. I'm out.
Yeah.
Maybe they're good for you. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
You know what? I'll find that nutritional value and. another article of food.
You know what? I'll go buy the hummus. The hummus is fuck. I'll just go buy the regular hummus. And I'll find him, and I'll make him eat it.
Sarah.
I don't like that.
You get that Sarah? Is it Sarah?
I like the texture of the hummus.
Oh, God.
He was the worst. Oh, string boy.
He has like 100 tiny seizures every day. And that was a little example of a tiny seizure.
Every time he has the seizure, the sister wife just beats him about the head, neck, and chest.
Yeah.
I think that's a Greek. That's not Russian. That's Greek.
Yeah, all those hard A's.
Baklava.
A lot of hard A's, that's Greek. Yeah, Greece is full of hard A's. Kaka.
Yes, was nice. This was Shazno. That's a little Russian.
That's a little Russian. Yeah, Shazno. There you go.
Suka. I think that means cunt in Russian. So.
It was multilingual.
Yep. Or it means whatever.
He's not bi. Well, he is bi, but he's multilingual.
Who are we talking to? We were talking about. Oh, yeah. We were talking to that dude.
Oh, yeah.
At Onion Town. The dude with the mother. With the mother came over.
Oh, this is a good story.
I wrote his quote down. We'll start it off with his best quote.
What did he say?
Shit gets weird down north. That was his quote.
Oh, you said down north.
Down north. I wrote that down.
He was a young boy.
Yeah.
He was like, what, he just turned, like, barely 21. Works at Dunkin' Donuts. Goes to North Shore. Thinks he's on the right path.
He's sitting there with two full-growns.
Full-grown boys.
He was thinking to himself, he's like, this is going to be... So, skinny kid, maybe, you know, 5'8", you know.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned something about Black Mirror, and he jumped in. He's like, oh, it's a great show. And we started talking to him a little bit.
Yeah. He started leaking into our conversation.
Yep, he jumped in. Well, take, you know what? We'll let you in.
Yeah, we'll let him in. Wasn't a bad kid.
Nice kid. He knew a lot about hip-hop, I think. Or sports.
Sports.
Something I don't know about.
Sports.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about sports.
Yeah, we're talking about sports.
And he, you know, he worked at Dunkin' Donuts down the street. And he was saying, he's just like, you know what, man? I'm like, you know what? That Dunkin' Donuts, not for nothing, that fucking Dunkin' Donuts is on point.
He was very proud about what they do over there.
You go to some Dunkin' Donuts,
you know what?
It's a shit box, you know?
Yeah.
You go to other ones and, like, the egg is perfectly... on the sandwich, it's not slid and slopped over. You know,
I respect that.
Coffee's perfect every time.
I'll go on the website and give you props.
Never had an issue there. I'll go to that one. I'll drive by too, just to go. Plus, it's right on the water. You can sit there. You can overlook the water. You eat your sandwich, drink your coffee. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
And but I said
you can rush back in and take a big dump.
Yeah. That's what the ocean's for, right?
Yeah.
The puddles.
Puddle. I use the Bruno puddle.
Isn't that what an ocean is? Just a big puddle. Just dump everything in the ocean.
It's Melania.
You have your coal waste. Just put Melania and coal in the ocean.
Melania, I've been doing too much blow this past week. I take a big, sloppy, wet dump.
I don't know how to flush. She'll flush. Okay.
Yeah. Baron will do it for me.
Baron, come in here and flush.
Flush my shit. All
right, we got to stop with the Trump. I'm sure people are tuning out with the because of the Trump. So we're talking to this boy for a while, and he said about six times, it's my last beer. I'm trying to be good. I have like three beers and three.
He was pounding.
He was drinking
Bud Lights, but he was pounding.
Yeah, he was trying to keep up with us.
Yeah.
That big mistake for any average person in the world.
Yeah.
You're gonna hit that wall real quick and try to keep up with us. Two stupid heads.
Yeah.
Two 250 boys.
Can't hang in the Thorpe corner.
No.
Hang in the Bill Thorpe corner.
We didn't even have that Thorpe corner. Imagine we had the Thorpe corner. Kid would have died.
He would have died.
We have a full Thorpe on him. That's going to be the picture for the website.
You got it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got the Thorpe corner. Absolutely.
So, okay. So we're hanging out. We're just kind of shooting the shit. Good kid. He's just telling us about his life. He's working. He's going to school. He's got a girl, whatever.
His three minimum turns into six real quick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very quick. And so probably, I don't know about.
And he's having a good time with us.
Oh, he was.
He was
loving it.
A good time.
He was all lit up. He's excited about telling his stories and drinking. You know, he's pretty wet behind, you know, he's wet behind the ears with going to the bar.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But, so he was excited.
Yeah.
So after a while, probably what? I don't even know. I lose track of time. Half hour, hour?
I'd say an hour.
His mom comes in.
No, his mom's sitting on the other side of the bar.
Oh, was she already over there?
She came in and sat at the other side of the bar.
And then they came over.
He was talking about his mom a couple times. And we were, you know, it's your mom. Listen, you know, I'm a little older. We raise kids and stuff. So, like, just respect your mom, man. It's not easy raising kids. you know, trying to give him a little bit of.
That was,
you know,
part of our conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but she came. Wait. So was she already there? She, I thought she came in and saw him.
So he straightened up a little bit. Okay. He straightened up a little bit. He's just like, yeah. And he reaches for his tab and he starts paying it. He's just like, yeah, I gotta go sit over there. My mom's here. And then like 2 seconds later, the mom's behind him and the mom is just eye fucking me and Guidi. And she looks at the son and she says, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, you're doing your Connor now.
Quick Connor. But quick, no, Connor. She's like, who the hell are these two? You know, who are these two? That's what she said. Who are these two? We got referred to as these two. Like, I didn't even try to engage her because she was looking at us like we were the devil. It's like, well, your son's in the bar. You know, I'm not gonna.
We're just two guys sitting here, and
I'm like, what?
Whatever. You just.
We're not gonna kidnap your son. No. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could very much.
Oh, could take that boy.
Yeah.
We could have taken that boy.
We could take him back in the function room and had our way with him.
He was not Liam Neeson either. He wasn't getting out of that. He had no particular set of skills. His particular set of skills would have been going on the rotisserie, the stupid rotisserie.
Not Liam.
Ugh.
No Neeson?
Liam.
Liam, no Neeson?
Oh, poor boy. Poor boy. So then he went over and sat down with his mom and the boyfriend.
With his mom wife.
Yeah, his mom wife. And he didn't look happy. You could tell he was over there, like, arguing with her and stuff like that. And
they, mom?
But when he left, he was like, he was looking over at us. Looking
guys.
Guys.
Shoot. See your dunks, right?
See your dunks. I should go to that dunk. Maybe I'll go there tomorrow. I don't remember his name, though. They fucking nail it at that dunks, man.
Hey.
Coffee's a little better.
Respect. I respect that.
Sandwich. Perfect. Every
really
time.
Really do.
You know what I mean? It's like, they pump it out super quick, too.
You know what? I got a dunks like that. I go to a lot of dunks.
Mm-hmm.
In the North Shore area of Massachusetts.
Where's yours? Where's your good one?
The good one? Melrose Main Street.
Really?
Melrose Main Street. They get kind of like that.
Shit,
like,
parking.
No, I mean, they got a little parking lot, and you can park in the street. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But they get, like, you know, the dunks, but then they get, like, one of those, like, it's almost like a Starbucks because they have, like, sliding glass doors. You go into another room, and it's, like.
Really?
It's got to be, like, 20 seats, little, you know, TVs. You can just, you know, it's like their little cafe.
That's nice.
Unfortunately, it's, like, infiltrated by like these fucking
vulgar
shit kids who don't go to school and just fucking hang out there and be disruptive and sell weed in and out of there.
That's what do you call what you do there?
They're
with
the worst
with the kids. Behavior management.
Yes,
disruptive.
I'm a behaviorist.
That's a disruptive behaviorist word. It's disruptive.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd call them little fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be Latin. Disruptive might be Latin for little fucking assholes.
Oh, they're so annoying. They're so annoying.
Hello,
they just disrupt everything. And I remember, like, I was in there last Friday, and there was nobody in there. And the people who work there, they're so fucking nice, and they're so good in what they do, whatever. I remember asking one of them, I was like, yeah, what's up with those fucking kids that come in here? Like, you know, like, I was like, what's the policy on people who come in here and don't buy anything and just fucking hang out all day? Because these kids hang out. And some of them aren't kids. Like, some of them are, like, in their 20s, you know? And they definitely sell weed or whatever else they sell.
Did you see
to
deals?
Kids. Oh, yeah. I see
really?
All the fucking time, dude. I'm not stupid, you know?
Oh, that sucks.
And they're like, yeah, well, we had a cop come in because we called, you know, but there was, I don't know, like, the cop didn't take it that seriously. They weren't doing anything bad that he knew of. I was like, you gotta get these fucking kids out of here.
Yeah, that
sucks. These kids suck, man. Because people leave. They don't make it comfortable for the other people. People just want to come in.
Yeah, I'd leave. I wouldn't want to fucking sit there and
deal
with
that. Some work.
We're gonna get in a fight with a fucking 14-year-old.
Oh,
front kick.
Yeah.
Front kick. Front kick a 14-year-old chest in.
Right through the sliding glass doors.
Yeah, slow motion.
Everything looks way better in slow motion.
But slow motion me retracting my leg, holding my hamstring that I just pulled, and like limping out. master of karate. Karate. Master of front kicks. Guidi's holding back spit. Almost a deck pop.
Almost a deck pop.
Almost a deck pop.
Dan had a pop. A bar pop.
Where?
Wasn't it? Did Dan have a bar pop?
A bar pop is when you... When
you laugh so hard, you just spit everything out.
Yeah.
Spit your beer out, or
apparently, I live in East Boston under the flight path.
I know, Jesus Christ.
You'll see this sometimes. There'll be something's wrong at the airport, and the circle.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought Dan said something about it recently. Whatever.
See, it is, that's when you spit. You've had a...
I've bar popped.
You've bar popped. Both of you have bar popped on me. I get the...
Cross pop.
I get the pop.
You got
never, 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 never a double barrel pop. That would be terrible.
Cross pollination pop.
So much disease. So much disease.
Cross Popovich.
What do we got?
Bruno doesn't understand that.
Yeah, not sports. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's sports.
G Red, the one legged Ibex, I drag dragon hoof. No, that doesn't make any sense. That's a little late in the night, that note.
I could talk about my birthday fart.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah.
So it was my birthday a few weeks ago.
Can we name that Kevin Weinstein? Your birthday fart?
Sure.
Yeah. Because it was the worst.
Worst? Okay. All right, so that's your approach on it. I was thinking, like, what's stinky? He's stinky, but he's the worst.
Kevin Hitler?
Kevin. Well, what's stinky, though?
I'm just thinking the worst, because...
The worst.
Yeah.
All right, so it was my birthday a few weeks ago, and we all met up at Maggie's, as usual. And maybe it was just the corner we were at. We were at the opposite corner.
It's a shit corner, yeah.
The shit corner.
But it's the wood corner.
It is the wood corner, so you get that. You know. Good time. A bunch of people came out. It was awesome. I felt loved. All that good stuff. Okay?
Okay.
That's
right. It was your birthday. That's right, yeah.
And about, I don't know how many hours into it, because there's another whole other. Yeah, yeah. We'll get into how long I was there and how many beers I drank. But I released some heat that was fucking
cheap.
Legendary.
No one heard
legendary
a thing.
Air.
And it would not dissipate. Mm. And you could see it.
Oh, you could see the poop. It was like giving you the finger in the air. It was giving you, hey, fuck you.
That was brutal, man.
Take this. I was raping brutal. Nostrils.
Yeah.
Just.
So you technically.
My fart smell had a dick, and it was getting right up in your nostril.
Yeah.
It was fucking your nostril. It was coming right inside your fucking shit.
That was Lexington Steel.
Lexington Steel.
Bruce Brown, technically. So.
Oh, my God. Not only, like, I disgusted everyone I was with, but there was people around me. You could see, like, the disgust on their faces.
Yeah. It was prime time.
It was horrible.
It went, but somehow.
It went viral.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Well, it was viral. It was viral.
It was viral.
Yeah, it was definitely hepatitis. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was
brutal. Got a lot of hits on that. Oh.
Hold on, I feel like I'm tiny.
And I did pop an Adderall. That's halfway through drinking. We call them getting nuts.
Getting nuts. Yeah, you definitely got nuts.
Oh, my God.
I saw that nut hit.
You saw that nut burst?
Yeah.
You saw that nut bust?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that point when the Adderall kicks in. I'm probably already about 10 or 12 deep. And then the Adderall kicks in. It's like...
Yeah, turbo.
It's like when Iron Man kind of turns on. Like...
Yep.
I must have had, like, well over a case that night.
You stopped taking sips and you started taking beers.
Yeah. I started, like, talking to people with a bottle in my mouth.
Yep. Taking beers.
But, fun night.
I had some stupid stuff written down here. I'm just going to read some of this stupid stuff off. Matt might be a caribou, always chasing and moving with the grass.
What the fuck?
That makes sense, actually. That actually does make sense. Like, you'd roam the countryside if you had a weed deal or the weed deal, like the caribou.
Oh, okay.
The caribou's, like, as the weather changes, they move so they can eat the grass, but you move so you can smoke the grass.
Either way, it's Matt grass might, consumption.
Matt might be a caribou.
Might be a caribou. Caribou.
Stand.
Huh?
Stand. That's Dan because he always stands. Stand, a.k.a. Dan.
So stupid.
Jihad the rapper. Jihad. Ramadan rapper.
Oh, Jihad.
Was that the rap name I came up with? Jihad.
I think we came up with Jihad the Jihad. Rapper.
Call SOS, line for a stupid cast. Smart line for a stupid cast. I don't know if we need that. We don't need any intelligence on this.
No.
We'd ask Sam a question. He would just take over the whole cast and explain it. And then the hour would be up.
Yeah.
And we'd feel we'd be embarrassed.
Then I'd be like, I thought I was listening to the stupid cast, not the smart cast.
You want me to talk about Homeless Genghis?
Yeah.
Have I told you about Homeless Genghis?
Oh, I know about Homeless Genghis.
Homeless Genghis. So I go to...
It's a you and Bride boy.
Yeah, I go to the gym on...
What's the name of that gym?
fuck. It's like every day or fucking total gym.
Is it like a one? It's not a chain. It's just like a one.
I think there's like four.
Is it like a Mike's gym?
It might be like four, you know.
Remember Mike's in Wakefield?
It's a shitty gym. It's like do you...
So what's his name from... Game of Thrones? Peter, the little midget?
Oh, Peter Dinklage in the gym.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of a guy that
set
looked...
the bar low like Peter Dinklage in the gym.
My God, that guy looked just... Bruno sent me a picture of a guy. I mean, the that gym he goes to, there's a lot of funny characters there.
That wasn't from there.
Oh, was it?
No. I just looked at Peter Dinklage in the gym.
Oh, fuck you.
No. Did you get me? That would be tremendous.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean...
That would be tremendous. I would have told you about that. I would have been like, dude, did you see the fucking boy I saw?
So I was like, wow, that guy. Was it him, actually?
I don't know. Put it in. That's what popped up.
No, I'm disappointed.
Some of the stupid shit that I put into Google on the weekends, but I get a little bit of a fucking bang over. It's tremendous. That's literally a Google search. Peter Dinklage at the gym? Question mark?
One of my last... Yeah. Sometimes, it's funny, when you wake up in the morning and then you just kind of...
You're just giddy.
Look through your phone.
Oh.
And I'll, go on the internet and be like... I'll see the last thing I looked up the night before. Let me say, one of the last ones was Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I was recently writing a rhyme all about wrestling references. So, yeah, that's where that came from. Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Ravishing Rick Rude.
So, Homeless Genghis. So this guy is in there every single time we go. Me and Brad go. It's in Lowell. And the dude looks like what were they?
Mongoloids.
Yeah, he looks like a Mongol.
Mongol. Not a Mongoloid.
Mongolian.
Mongolian. Yeah. Mongoloid would be like a dumb caveman.
He's got long, kind of curly hair.
Like me.
Mongolian face. And he just walks on the treadmill.
Was he skateboarding through a mall?
Well, we'll get to that.
Going through a sports store?
We'll get to that. So we don't necessarily talk to homeless Genghis, but we like his style. So he's got
real recognize real.
He's on the treadmill just walking really slow, like a really slow pace, and he usually has a coat on and shorts and boots. So we call him homeless because he's always in there. It's like Dan with the Planet Homeless Fitness.
Yeah.
It's like the same kind of thing. We think he might live there.
He's like, you know what? I got shelter. Might as well just work out while I'm here.
He works out real slow.
And
he walks
the free
around.
Pizza every Monday.
He knows all the... This is going to sound a little inappropriate, but I'm not... I'll say, instead of saying he knows all the non-whites, he knows everybody except the white people. It's probably 50-50 in there, maybe.
He's not trying to be smart.
Is that racist? Was that racist?
He knows all the gooks in there.
There you go. That was racist. There you go. Is that he knows all the hodo. So, I'm never sure if I'm racist or not.
You
but
are.
I am. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
You're very racist.
Right, let's jump back and reconfirm and go. Let's move on. So,
Okay. This is your leader.
Not talking about the whites. I'm talking about the non-whites. Okay. Sorry, police. Meanwhile, I'm criticizing the neighbor.
The racist police are coming after you.
They're coming after me.
We have to shut this podcast down.
We have the police. We love the police.
Yeah.
We love the firemen. We love the police. Secret Service.
Yeah. Blue lives matter. Red lives matter.
Other lives? Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, So homeless gang, he's just doing his thing. We love this. We love him. We never see him doing anything, but he's just except walking real slow.
You gotta get a picture of him. You gotta be able to get a picture of him. Come on.
So a couple weeks ago.
I need to put eyes on this boy.
Tall Bry lives in Lowell. He calls me. He's like, dude, you wouldn't believe what I just fucking saw. He's just like, I just walked out of the fucking convenience store. He's like, guess what I saw? I'm like, I have no idea. He's like, motherfucking homeless Genghis. I'm like, all right. He's like, you ready? Cowboy hat, purple tie-dye shirt. Now, meanwhile, this is February. Purple tie-dye t-shirt, shorts. It was just like February. It was cold.
Okay. Yeah.
Cowboy boots. I want you to soak this in. Cowboy hat.
If you could draw
purple,
a picture of this,
purple.
That could be the picture for this cast.
I think we got to do Thorpe Corner. And then, you know what? Maybe we'll get homeless Genghis on. On?
On.
Am I from Jersey all of a sudden?
I know, right? We get him on.
Just a little Jewish girl from Jersey.
Sarah Goldstein.
What kind of people are you, Henry?
This is my new podcast partner, Elizabeth Goldstein. Beth.
squad.
Know what's funny?
Dogs?
Know
Do you
funny?
Like dogs?
Know what's funny?
What? What's funny?
We're going off track here. That's the name Elizabeth. If you're Elizabeth, if you're a Jewish Elizabeth, you're short. The short name would be Beth.
Okay.
If you're Catholic Elizabeth, it's Liz.
Is that a true thing?
Yeah.
Is that Rose or Marie?
Oh, Rosemary. It's true.
Okay. What else we got?
Bruno's sucking a cigar right now.
Yeah, I just got it up my nose holes.
Oh.
Bumble Dan. I don't remember what that is. You remember what Bumble Dan is? Something
nope.
to do with Dan. Planet Fitness instead of Planet Earth. English guy narrates. Oh, that's a good one, yeah. So, Planet Earth, you've been watching that Planet Earth thing on Netflix? You did that a while ago,
Oh, yeah,
that
was
right?
a while ago.
So, yeah. But
I think I've gone through it twice just because it's fun to watch when you're high.
So, how good would it be just narrating Dan around Planet Fitness?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But an English guy narrating Dan and his habits.
Oh, look at the Danimal.
The Danimal.
Look at the Danimal in his natural habitat at the Planet Fitness.
He's running on the treadmill. Look at him go.
And then we just, like, comment on, like, how he, like, approaches girls when he's in heat.
Rejected again. Oh, he's got a live one.
Dan is one of those rare animals that's always in heat.
Always fucking.
He's never not in heat.
How can he run with such a boner? What is he running from? Burning up all that sexual energy.
That's enough Dan talk. Dan, mm-hmm. fucking, he probably literally has a boner listening to this right now.
Oh, he's gonna. Yeah, Dan's getting a lot of pub right now.
Oh.
A lot of pub
well, speaking of Dan, we could talk about his unoriginal fashion sense.
How about Security Dan?
Security Dan was good.
That cracked me up.
Security. I have the same polo. He came in, he's wearing the
black
polo.
Black polo. He looked like a bouncer.
It was a PGA, like a, PGA polo.
PGA polo.
I'm like, I got the same one, dog. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
I thought it was funny because you're wearing a black polo, and it's got the little PGA symbol.
Yep.
And it's black, so I was like...
Oh, you were being racist.
I was being racist. I was like, oh, is that Tiger? Is that the Tiger? It's not racist. It's fucking funny.
Hold on.
Anyone can appreciate
Hold
that.
Hold on. That's not... Well, we could talk about Dusty Johnson and his Gretzky's daughter. You admitted that you wanted to bang both of them.
Yeah. I'm very much attracted to both of them.
We're going right through this. All right, we're gonna have to freestyle. So not, please don't rap. Please don't rap. But
not till the end, right?
No, yeah, not till the end. But we gotta talk about what else is going on, Matt. How's things with the baby, Matt?
Great. You know what? She fucking pooped on the potty today.
Oh, that, nice.
Carmen just got the potty for her last night.
Full size adult potty, or she have to climb that boy? Or you gotta floor?
Yeah, put her on her.
Oh, all right.
So it's one of those that go on the toilet. And you
okay.
Propped her up.
Yeah, she'd fall in. She's small.
Oh, yeah.
She can come out and use the puddle anytime. That might be easier for her.
Or maybe we just save up what she produces and just throw it in the puddle.
Yep. Whatever.
Either way, it's the same.
It's puddle options.
Ends justify the means. You know?
Puddle on puddle.
So, yeah. So
We're running low on battery, dog.
Okay.
We got 6%, so we're going to have to wrap this up
all right, well,
pretty quickly.
So we're gonna, okay. But so, yeah, so she pooped on it. We just got it last night. We just got this last night. So that's pretty cool. She's doing great. Oh, yeah. Now, you know what? We went to a carnival in town on Sunday.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. And, oh, my God. Carnivals, fairs, this is weird to me. Carnies,
dog.
It's fucking weird. So we go there. She had a great time. It was Sunday. It was kind of drizzly out, so there's, like, no one there. She had her fucking... free reign of rides. It was great. Now, I was thinking to myself, classic post-it thought.
Okay.
Which we haven't talked about that, but...
When Matt comes up with a witty...
Corny-ass, thing
one-liner.
To say on Facebook, post it!
Is that a two-liner or a one-liner?
Either or.
It's a no-liner in my book.
No-liner. So, I'm thinking to myself while I'm there, it's like, all right, they call carnival people carnies... I was like, well, they must call fair people fairies, right?
Oh. So bad.
That made me laugh. That keeps me from killing myself. These little jokes in my head.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up with that. We're down to 5%. I don't know what happens when the battery dies with this.
Maybe we just go until the battery dies.
Well, it might delete the whole thing.
Oh!
That might be good.
Do you want me to spit a little spillage?
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I'd like this to end.
Let's see if I can remember my rhyme about wrestlers. Okay, here we go. Like Andre the Giant, my flow get acromegaly. Hormones is out of control. I rap so deadly. Shit.
Shit like Brad Pitt in the medley. That's not it, right?
Okay.
Even though I rhyme with Pitt. Let me know if you need any more help.
Like Andre the Giant, my flow get acromegaly. Hormones is out of control. I rap so deadly. I'm an MC you should be very afraid of. Get it in the ring with like Terry Bollea. Oh, shit.
I don't know if that rhymes though. Did that rhyme?
Yeah. Terry Bollea, very afraid of.
Okay.
I can't. That's all you got for me right now. You got a few lines.
Sorry about this, guys.
Sorry to disappoint.
We'll try to do worse next time.
Yeah, we will.